From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro, fresh off what he claimed is a successful election victory to create a new assembly, Monday mocked targeted U.S. financial sanctions, saying he doesn't take orders from the empire, a reference to the U.S. The government said more than 8 million people took part in Sunday's ballot. The opposition said less than 3 million cast votes, aimed at rewriting the Constitution to give Mr. Maduro sweeping new powers. His defiant Attorney General, Luisa Ortega Diaz, proclaimed the Constituent Assembly not legitimate, calling the election a crime. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster agrees.
You see the end of the Constitution of Venezuela. And this is happening, obviously, at an accelerated pace in recent months in the Maduro regime. But this is a process that has taken really two regimes to really restrict Venezuelan democracy. By designating Maduro himself, he joins a very exclusive club, including Mr. Mugabe, Bashar al-Assad, and Kim Jong-un, in terms of the brutal repression of his people. And in this case, the abrogation of the Constitution with the Constituent Assembly.
Mr. McMaster said Mr. Maduro is not just a bad leader, he is a dictator. A senior Kenyan election official was found dead Monday, 3 days after he disappeared, and just a week before national elections. Officials said Chris Masondo had been tortured before he died. Electoral Commission Chairman Wafula Chebukati called for heightened security.
In our mind as a commission, the only issue is who killed him and why. And that's the question that must be answered. I demand from the government that they provide security for all employees of IBC for us to give Kenyans a free and fair election.
This is